Jean Carroll can now access the money. A court released $5.8 million held in escrow since 2023, and the appeals court said no. The stay is denied, the check goes through. That's the biggest thing today, and it lands with weight. The judiciary just told a sitting president that a jury verdict isn't a suggestion. Let's start there. Judge Lewis Kaplan ordered the release of the 2023 jury award, $5 million for sexual abuse and defamation, plus about $800,000 in interest. Trump had parked the money in escrow 3 years ago to stall collection while he appealed. Yesterday, the Second Circuit killed that stall within hours. This isn't a new payment against a sitting president. It's a court saying the escrow game is over. The rule applies to him personally, and it's enforced. Across the country, two federal judges vacated a Trump rule that tried to weaponize public service loan forgiveness. The rule would have denied forgiveness to employees of nonprofits the administration called substantially illegal. A standard aimed at Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, environmental groups. The courts said no. Arbitrary and capricious, contrary to law. Nurses, attorneys, advocates who work for those organizations keep their eligibility. The rule is gone, not just blocked. Meanwhile, Mexico filed criminal complaints with state prosecutors and the Department of Justice over migrant deaths in ICE custody. Also, civil suits against private detention companies. The human toll, at least 50 detainees have died since January 2025, per Reuters. Al Jazeera counts 6 people fatally shot during enforcement operations. Mexico's strategy matters. It goes after the for-profit detention infrastructure, not ICE itself, which has sovereign immunity, but the companies that run the cages. That's a direct shot at the Project 2025 vision of expanding private detention. Closer to home, the Justice Department announced its annual healthcare fraud takedown. 455 defendants charged with submitting over $6.5 billion in false claims. That sounds like a win. But the same administration is cutting the infrastructure that could stop fraud before it happens. Prepayment analytics, provider revalidation, real-time billing monitors at HHS. So they're cleaning up after the theft while removing the locks. Meanwhile, proposed Medicaid cuts, work requirements, eligibility purges, are projected to leave 7.6 million people uninsured by 2034, per the Congressional Budget Office. That is not fraud prevention. That is, stripping coverage from legitimate beneficiaries. Then there's this. Reports that the FCC, under Chairman Brendan Carr, has opened license renewal inquiries into ABC stations, citing DEI policy reviews and a complaint over The View. But here's the thing. No official dockets, no public notice, no station count can be confirmed from the available sources. The broader pattern is real. This administration uses regulatory tools to pressure media outlets it sees as critical, but the facts of this specific inquiry are not yet on the record. We report what we can verify, and that applies to a lot today. An unverified story about Trump leaving a NATO summit on an older Air Force One. No NATO summit in Ankara found in his term. A simulation of a crisis between Turkey and Israel, not a factual report. A shooting in Houston's East End involving ICE. Zero corroborating records in the bundle. Senator Mitch McConnell's health, no current hospitalization or governor's letter, confirmed in the sources. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear did write a letter asking for transparency on McConnell's condition, but he grounded it in state-level disclosure norms, not the Americans with Disabilities Act or Section 504. That is a political request, not a statutory demand. The Senate still has no rule requiring a member to disclose a health condition that prevents voting. Finally, the legal fight over birthright citizenship, Trump's 2025 executive order blocked by a federal court, still unresolved on appeal, and a pair of challenges to state-level bans on trans athletes in New Hampshire. The plaintiffs dismissed their lawsuit after a Supreme Court loss, but their lawyers said they have a different way to argue, likely grounded in equal protection, not Title IX. That is not surrender. That is a pivot. Today adds to the frame we build every day. Through July 9, 2026, we have read and logged 147 of Project 2025's actions, not tracking each one as a headline, but understanding how they fit together. The work of watching the arc is constant. 1,129 distinct actions are now mapped. We haven't reversed anything, but we know what the plan says, and we can see where it's being executed. Next, the Court of Appeals may hear the government's challenge to the injunction on the birthright citizenship order, a ruling that could reshape the 14th Amendment's reach. The Senate has no floor schedule for requiring member health disclosures. Governor Beshear's letter remains a state-level push, not a federal rule. And the DOJ's fraud enforcement numbers will be scrutinized against the cuts to prevention infrastructure at HHS. The numbers are public. The logic is traceable. That's July 9th. A court enforced a verdict. Two judges killed a rule. And the slow work of watching an administration rewrite the rules of citizenship, detention, and democracy continues. No dramatics. Just the facts, one day at a time. We'll be here tomorrow.